When it comes to audio description, the UK is seen as a bit of a world leader. Now, today I'm joined by Jonathan Penny from Channel 4 to talk a little bit about the work they do around audio description and some news around live audio description as well. Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, Alan. Good to be here again.
Jonathan, let's start with a look at Channel 4's output then for audio description. What are the kind of percentages? Because it has been growing on the different Channel 4 platforms over the years.
So we currently offer audio description on more than 50% of the airtime of our five main channels. That's how Ofcom tend to calculate the percentages. Some of your listeners will know 10% is the kind of quota for established channels. A lot of the public broadcasters in the UK sort of aim for at least 20%. Channel 4 itself is currently around 52%, while E4 is up at around 75%. It's important to note that we're offering much more consistency of AD across shows that we have in peak times, so like evening viewing in particular. And really, with our big new shows, which often, you know, launch in the evenings as well, we're only not offering AD if the content isn't really suited to it. So a lot of listeners will find that on almost all of our big new shows, unless there's a good sort of editorial reason not to describe it, then AD will be available. And we also have AD on over 45% of our streaming catalogue, which is also more than any of the other UK broadcasters.
Some great figures there, Jonathan. What about the accessing the platforms themselves then? Because obviously, you know, to enjoy the content, you have to be able to use the platforms, especially when, you know, a lot of people are streaming now as well. What about those?
So Channel 4 is currently embarking on quite a major overhaul of our streaming platform. And part of this work does involve bringing all of our access services to more of the platforms and also making those platforms and services available across each device. So as well as actually enabling the AD functionality across different devices, we're also looking at things like how discoverable the programs are and the access services that they have, so that people can tell what has and doesn't have each access service, and also improving the experience for viewers with different accessibility requirements, whether that's support for screen reader devices or better integration with other kind of features that are available on a user's device, like native things, like maybe a magnification or screen reader software as well.
Many broadcasters now looking at live audio description, some taking a foray into that now as well. What's Channel 4 track record been like? Because it is a bit of a different beast to doing live audio description.
There's a kind of really ripe situation for a lot of innovation and experimentation with this at the moment. We've tried it out on a few different genres. So our biannual Stand Up To Cancer evening was the first time we offered the kind of audio description that viewers can turn on and off. We've also had it on some football last year and large chunks of our Paralympics coverage last summer. It's been really exciting to sort of follow other broadcasters' journeys with it as well, whether that's on sport like ITV doing Six Nations, but also, you know, live entertainment formats as well. So Strictly Come Dancing and most recently ITV on their Britain's Got Talent finals as well. So lots of experimentation. And we ran a workshop recently with RNIB, as you know, Alan. This was one of the topics for one of the sessions. And I think going back to that question of, you know, it being a young service, what's becoming clear as the different broadcasters are developing it in different ways, some having the live AD available as well as the main commentary, which means users can still benefit from all that sporting insight, but there are sometimes going to be clashes. You know, the AD drowns out the main commentary a little bit, while elsewhere it's being made available as a purely descriptive track that a user can switch to. This means that viewers have options, which is great. There is no unified perfect solution that's going to work for everybody. And I think that's actually quite healthy, because it means broadcasters can develop the service as it suits their output and the setup that they have available, as long as there's still that kind of continued dialogue with users as well. What we found with the Paralympics was that the AD that we had available on the opening and closing ceremony, which did replace the main commentary, was that the live AD had freedom to kind of describe everything. That's obviously a very visual spectacle, the procession and the different performances making up those ceremonies. Whereas on the live sports sections, so we had live AD available for every evening's peak time coverage during the games, which meant it could enhance whatever sport was being shown at that point. But because of the nature of that sort of coverage, where there might be 15 or 20 different sporting events going on at the same time, and the coverage is kind of chasing the excitement and chasing the medal opportunities as well. So it's quite an unpredictable 3 hours of coverage. It's not fixed like a football match in a single stadium by any means. It meant that some sports had, heavier commentary, lighter commentary than others. And the amount that the AD had to do during that time would ebb and flow across the stretch of the program. And taking that further still, we also offered live AD on our highlights package that we had every night during the games, but found that really that was so tight as so there was barely any room for any description. So another time we might question whether that's the best use of that effort. And maybe it makes more sense to offer AD on another bit of live sport instead of trying to add to the highlights, But top line is we're still doing it. We're still hoping to continue to refine it and experiment with it on different types of output as well.
So it's still a bit of a work in progress here, just trying to find what fits where, what works best as well. But you do also have some live sporting events coming up you want to tell people about.
So Channel 4 is currently showing the under-21 Euros tournament with matches shown across our Channel 4 and 4/7 channels, as well as some matches being shown on YouTube as well. We are providing live audio description on the two semi-final matches and the final. So the semis are on Wednesday, the 25th of June, kicking off at 5 p.m. on Channel 4 with another match at 8 p.m. on 4/7. And the final is scheduled for Saturday, the 28th of June, kicking off at 8 p.m. on Channel 4. With these, we're only providing live audio description on the match play itself. So for the build-up and any sort of post-match analysis from the presenters and the commentators, that will be as is with no audio description. And then the live AD will step in to enhance the match by describing alongside the commentary that'll still be there as well.
Sounds great, Jonathan. But when it comes to actually getting the audio described matches themselves, how do people do it? Is there anything specific they have to do?
This audio description is available in the usual way by toggling it on via your remote control when you're watching on live TV. And then in terms of catch up, it's not available immediately for catch up viewing, but should be within a day or two of each match. And that's on the streaming apps where audio description is enabled. So the mobile apps and our website.
And if people would like to feedback, Jonathan, on, anything around audio description for Channel 4, then can they do that and how do they do that?
Sure, we have a dedicated website for viewers, it's called. So for people to reach out and give us feedback on audio description, feedback on absolutely anything, whether it's, to do with our programs or the access services on them. And contact details are available at channel4.com/contact us. So there's a range of ways to get in touch with us. There's a web form, there's telephone numbers as well. And also, if anyone uses BSL, they can reach out using BSL as well. And it's also just worth reiterating that the RNIB are very kindly always collating viewer feedback as well for people who prefer not to get in touch with us directly. And there's a dedicated email address for that, which is audiodescription.mailbox@rnib.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the live AD for the football, Jonathan. And well, we'll catch up with you again going forward. Look at some of the new strides for Channel 4 and audio description. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.